Chapter 3. Creating a Literate Environment. A student of mine named Jasmine wrote this poem. I thought about Indians on wild vision quests, as the teacher scolded and passed out the tests. I watched a pink turtle walk across her desk. It gave me a smile and laid down to rest. As I smiled back happily, the teacher gave that dirty look to me. She snatched away my book and told me to listen to her talking about vocab, synonyms, and prepositions. I snatched the book back and said, I can learn my lessons right in here, better than anything you've taught to me all year. At this, the buffalo wallowed, the pink turtle woke, the quest was finally over, Earth Mother spoke. Jasmine's poem is taped to my desk as I sit in my classroom, wondering how to start getting ready for another year, new students, and a research project. The hot summer days were unusual for northern Maine, and they had left the room airless and closed in. I wanted to throw open the windows and let the fresh air clear the room and my mind. I had hoped to begin this year full of excitement about my research project, but the summer had passed quickly with a house renovation that was still consuming much of my time and all of my mental space. Rather than returning to my classroom with anticipation, I was feeling overwhelmed. I had intended to file away last year's pieces worth saving long before this, but the days had slipped away, and now, rather than imagining the students who might walk through the door next week, I was facing reminders of students from last year whom I had grown to cherish. Perhaps part of the problem was in letting go. Everyone who has ever had a good year teaching knows the feeling. By June, your students are able to look at themselves and their learning in ways you never thought possible at the beginning of the year. There's something heartbreaking about losing those students and starting all over again. Then it occurred to me that my difficulty wasn't coming from the pictures and letters stacked on my desk reminding me of last year's successes. It was focused on remembering what those students were like the preceding August. My mind flashed back to those...